Hey guys, we're going live right now for Queen Sugar episode 5 by any chance. So make sure you stay tuned to hear what your chances are of surviving this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Remember that Dave? That was cool.
I can't dance.
I can't.
Okay, we had to throw some money over Nelly. Some love to him. You know, he's going through some stuff right now. So
hard out here.
Nelly, we're with you. You're in our thoughts and prayers. Peace out. Love you. Hey everyone, I'm Tiana Hobson. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for Queen Sugar here on AfterBuzz TV. I've got two amazing co-hosts, and I'm gonna let them say they own names
where
tonight.
Are they?
What?
Where? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, one of them is right here.
Yeah. That's okay.
I was talking about you.
I'm Ryan Graham. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today.
And I'm Omari Bailey. You can follow me on Twitter and IG at OnWithOmari. And we're live tweeting tonight, so make sure you're keeping up, posting, tweeting at us. We love interacting with the After Buzzers. You guys are amazing. I got a few comments for some of our followers also, but I'll get to that later.
Cool.
Okay,
they somewhat tried to call me out, but it's cool.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
I'm going to do it tonight.
Okay.
Is that a warning? Is that a threat?
Shots fired.
I know, right?
Going down, baby.
Oh, my God. I'm scared.
All right. So let's dive into tonight's episode. I think the biggest surprise of the night. I thought it was Hollywood.
Yeah, no. I'm into it.
We're starting straight with Hollywood. Okay. In Hollywood. We talking about Hollywood. It's all Hollywood right now.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so Hollywood has a wife.
Wow.
He is separated. So, to be clear, he is not with this woman. It's not like he's running off. But does Vi know that she exists?
Clearly not. How could she? Because, there was multiple times when he called. He was hiding it. Because when he was talking in the hospital, he was like, oh, no, yeah, I'm getting on the road. So he's clearly covering it up. So there's no way she knows.
Here's the thing. No, I was going to give him a pass for being separated. But the fact that Vi doesn't know about it, I was going to be Hollywood is a dog, basically. But the fact that they're separated and they've been separated, he's just trying to take care of her for health reasons, is kind of why I want to give him a pass. Even though Vi doesn't know about it. Or maybe she does.
In the past, he could have told her, I was married before. And that could have just been that. So maybe she does know that he
was married.
Maybe doesn't know. We definitely know she doesn't know that he is with her right now. She thinks that he is in his rig driving.
He said a couple times, it's just that on paper. I feel like they mentioned that on purpose. It's on paper. It's on paper.
Right, but
it's
the thing is that
real.
You can be legally separated. So that, regardless of I understand what you're saying. I get that technically he's it's what's on paper. But, you can also legally be separated without being married. And that clearly is not the situation. So I understand that they are separated, but they have not taken the legal steps, and I understand why. He's doing it for insurance, so that's what he says. But I'm just does she think that? Because that's what he said. But the way she was acting,
the wife,
I don't know, the wife.
Well, she's crazy.
Well,
sorry, that's not
bipolar.
Nice.
She's got bipolar disorder.
It's a good song.
Lady Gaga.
No, it's Martina
McLean.
We'll look it up and get back to you.
No, it's not
Megan Trainor. That's not who it is. It's something Martinez.
New.
Sort of.
Newer.
This year.
Kesha?
Nope, definitely not Kesha.
All right, anyway.
Anyway, sorry. I'll try.
So she's got bipolar, and so she needs the health insurance, so that's why they're still technically married. And I understand. I think it's a great thing that he's doing. He does say that he does still care for her, but, it's not like that anymore. He's got this new woman in his life and everything. And I appreciate a man who will do this for someone he cares about. What I don't appreciate is the lying the dishonesty. And I don't even want to call it lying because I'm technically, Vi probably has never said, hey, do you have a separated wife who maybe has a bipolar disorder?
It never came up.
You didn't ask, he didn't tell.
Don't ask,
I can respect that. So it's just the dishonesty.
If you're not being given the whole truth, you're like pretty much lying
by
that's what most people say, right?
You gotta lying be upfront
about exactly.
But I mean, she even she drops another bomb when she's, you know, kind of attacking him in the bedroom trying to get it on, where she says, I want to make another baby. And we know that Vi has talked to Hollywood about, hey, if you want kids, you know, maybe we should stop this and you need to go and explore other avenues. And it sounds like she was maybe pregnant before and maybe lost the baby.
Miscarriage or something.
And that's something that Vi does not know about, because for Vi to bring that up to him in such a, you know, way.
And the fact that when she said it, he didn't react at all in the previous episode, that's very interesting. So I'm curious.
And then I guess,
No, it's okay, good.
Do you think that the baby is alive? Do you think it exists and is like somewhere else? Do we know? I mean, we don't know.
We don't know. I'm going to say probably, I'm going to go with miscarriage or maybe even accident.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm going to go with miscarriage or when the child was young, maybe there was some sort of accident.
Right.
Oh. And I'm not trying to blame it on Leanne, but maybe something happened
there
and that's why, you know, so he's really has distanced himself and that's why he has the full closure. Because if she's sick and something happened while she was alone with the child, then I could see, him, you know, him having some...
Take a few steps back.
Yeah, taking a few steps back.
Also, shout out Maxine Shaw.
Yeah.
That's not her. That's not her real name, but you y'all remember Living Sing?
Sorry, y'all had to look at me sing.
Okay. But the actress who played Maxine, I think her name's Erica something. Yes. She's a actress playing Leanne tonight, so it's great to see her back on screen again. She looked great.
She does look good. And speaking of her looks, like her and Vi look so similar in this, and so obviously Hollywood has a type. And so it's like, oh, okay. So I don't know. It's just that's also interesting to think. Is this a pattern? Does he have a pattern of dating like a certain type of woman? What does it say about Vi? Like, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't think it says really anything, but you never know. What if Vi has some?
And
some
when
stuff
did
going on?
The bipolar surface? Because is this a lifelong condition? Is this something that is brought about by stress? I'm not that familiar with mental disorder.
She was on suicide watch, so, you know, what happened there? How long has she been living on her own like this? And not
how long have they been separated?
Yeah.
A lot of questions.
Hollywood. Hollywood.
I know.
You was my boy. You were the one with the least drama. You were just there as, like, the fun uncle who kept everything lighthearted and great.
Right.
And then you got to go pull this on me, Hollywood? How could you do that to us?
It's almost better, though, because in the previews it made it look like he was cheating on Vi.
Did.
But this is a little bit more, less doggish, I guess.
Yeah.
He's trying to take care of a sick wife, even though he's lying still.
But I don't know. I still don't trust that other waitress girl.
Oh.
She's still thirsty for him.
What is her name? Roberta.
Roberta was her name.
That's
true. She's still thirsty for him.
She wasn't at work today.
She wasn't.
At the High Yellow.
The High Yellow, which was called High Yellow.
We gonna talk about that, y'all. How did we not know that was the name of the diner?
This is episode 5.
How did we not know?
Did we miss that?
That it was called the High Yellow. Diner.
With the High Yellow manager.
As soon as I heard that, I was like, "What? What? Where did this come from?"
It would be called that.
Excuse me.
Well, it would be called that. That is why.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't even know where to start with that.
But before we do that, do you guys think what would you do if someone you were dating, you found out that they were married or separated? How would you handle that situation? You're Vi, and I'm assuming that this is bound to come out because most secrets do. What do you do?
I'm gonna blow up.
Blow all the way up, just you're not even gonna listen
all
the
way up before I start listening, because this is something that I feel should have been told to me.
Date one.
Before I start listening,
yes.
I'm already going to go there, and then I will calm down a little bit, and then you will have your moment to explain to me. And then I still will be like, okay. But we've been together years. We've been like this. We've been tight. Like, you live with me. And this never came up. How could you keep this
with my family?
Yeah.
At my brother's funeral?
Right.
You're taking care of my
grandma. I made you iced tea?
Whoa. He can't have no more iced tea.
He can't have that. He can't have no Kool-Aid. He can't. I cooked for you.
So you're done. Done? Ending it or just?
I didn't say done.
Okay. I'm wondering.
I said I'm going to blow up.
All right. Amari, what'd you do?
Well, I'm a little more level-headed, I think.
I'm crazy.
I'm going to listen to... Shade. Let her lay out her points. Like, what's going on? Are you separated? What's wrong in your marriage? Do you have kids? Why did you feel the need to keep this
lying.
From me?
He ain't that cool.
I'm very cool.
He ain't that
super
cool.
Super chill. Laid back. You know?
Interesting.
Do you not see the denim? Like, I'm just...
Super chill.
Whatever.
Yeah, like, it looks like you haven't showered in 3 days. You're such a hippie.
Thank you.
I get it.
Right, it's like boho chic.
Yeah. But you actually shower 3 times a day.
Moisturized, got my mask and everything. Yeah, I mean, I would clearly be upset, obviously. And the relationship would definitely be over. But I would
immediately.
Immediately, yeah. I would listen, but I'm not the yelling type, so I would just hear out her points and then just be like, well, it was fun. I'm hurt. I might go cry. Maybe not. We'll see.
Maybe not.
Depends how good it was. If tears are going to be shed.
Awesome point. According to Vi, it's real good.
Real good.
Real big. He know what he doing.
Super awkward moment. Yeah,
let's go into it. We can segue into Vi.
That was a funny conversation. Moment, I thought it was a great conversation.
I bet you did.
I
bet you did.
I was so uncomfortable.
Because it made me feel slightly uncomfortable because I have been in family situations when someone just says one thing and you're kind of like, did you mean to say that? Do you know what you're saying right now? This is too much information.
Do you know the company you're around?
Auntie, like the single auntie who just like free right. for oh. all. And then I realized that, you know, that's probably going to be me someday.
You are sitting
around. I'm going to be sitting around like the single auntie with all like the nieces and everyone around me. And I'm going to be the one with yourself? A glass of wine just like drunk spilling all the secrets.
God.
That's going to be tea. Me. All the tea will come out, so.
That whole conversation was just a whole nother level for me. I was like, I literally was like, I felt like a little kid listening to the worst conversation. Like, I just was like,
uncomfortable,
oh.
Right?
I wanted to take off my headphones. I was like, I can't listen to this. I don't want to know. Because, like, I have this weird thing where, like, I don't like to think about other people's sex lives. Like, I'm like, I don't want to know. It doesn't happen as like, far as I'm concerned.
I just started talking about, like, sexual things with, like, my parents and like aunts and uncles and stuff.
What are you talking about?
Well, like making like jokes or them asking me about like situations. Like and I'm 26. Like we just started like sort of talking about sex, and so I'm very prudish and awkward with that way with like older family members. So for me, hearing that it was super uncomfortable. Also, I would probably never bring out a J to smoke with my aunt.
Yeah,
either.
Fun though. How fun for them to see that.
It was cool. I wish I could do that. Maybe I will. If they come out and visit.
they come to LA.
A little special treat.
No, I'm with you, though, because I'm very prudish around my family. Even when I was, you know, a preteen and they tried to give me the sex talk, like, covered my ears.
No, we're not talking about this.
I was like, no. Like, you can't talk to me about any of this. Still super awkward if my dad, like, does anything around my mom if they kiss for a second too long. I'm like, ew, guys, come on, calm down. My mom likes to tell the story that, I mean, I went to a very private Christian school. And nice. They always covered my eyes right before the sex scenes would start. So I thought that what I was seeing was already the beginning of sex. So one day at school, my very private conservative Christian school, I announced to the class that I see my parents having sex all the time.
Wow.
And my mom was like, Tiana, what do you think sex is?
Wow.
I was like, well, you guys are always kissing.
That's
and
sex.
I thought that was
100%
sex. It's, so, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it can be better than sex sometimes, right? Kissing is like intimate. Like, oh, no, that's just me? No, okay.
I'm trying to play that out in my head.
I can understand what you're saying.
Oh. Yeah, it's like passionate.
Okay. Sometimes you just want to be a teenager and make out, do some heavy petting, some over the pants stuff.
Binding, OTPHA. Yeah. we got off on a whole other note.
Queen Sugar was great tonight.
But back to Vi, too, because she's dealing with a lot. She's trying to get in contact with Hollywood. She's got this new manager at work, Vance.
Who's an a-hole.
Who is... very much an a-ho.
He's trying too hard.
A-ho.
Yes, Vance is like one of those micromanaging managers. He's all up in her grill. He's like trying to make things like perfect. And it's like, he seems like the type of guy, he says it's his uncle's restaurant. So we know that. So he seems like the type who's never actually been a server and then is trying to come in and say, this is how you should be a server. And it's like, dude, you have
Here
no.
Are your Greek scripts.
Yeah, and it's like, you don't know what it's like. My customers
like, if
know
we're
me.
Robots, then no one's going to tip us. Like, you have to be personal and find a way to connect with each
person. You find your
person.
Own
person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your own,
it's like, and no person is going to, no tables are going to all be the same. You have to find, you know, different things of joking and camaraderie.
And then we also see while she's at the restaurant that her friends, some of her, like high school, some old acquaintances is what it looks like.
Marquina.
Marquina and Pearl.
Marquina.
I loved Pearl. It. I loved it. Wow. So great bad. Name. No, I love the name. Yeah. Like, yes, because that sounds like a great little group of women to hang out with. But so we see Vi dealing with their success, and not that she's not successful, but like comparative, like maybe societal success.
A lawyer.
A lawyer.
Ran a company.
And then it was like, and then she even, she thought Vi owned High Yellow. And then it was like, oh no. And then having to deal with that, like, I kind of.
I'm just a waitress.
And it's just like, that sucks to be in that spot.
Do you guys think that she's actually done working there? Because she quit. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do you think she's done, or is she going to be back?
Hmm. I mean, I don't know, obviously. I think...
Well, Hollywood's not working, so somebody's got to. I'm just saying, Hollywood's clearly not out doing his job, so someone's
got
to be...
She's not done working. I don't know if she's going to go back there, but she's got to get back to work somewhere. So we'll see where that ends up being. If she needs to have a sit-down with Vance or his uncle and, like, set him straight. But she... I think we'll see her back in the restaurant.
No, part of me feels like she's going to... do her own thing. Maybe. I think talking to her friends was important. Mm-hmm. I feel like they wouldn't have just thrown that in for the sake of saying, oh, let's compare your lives. I feel like
that's Black Girl Magic.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I love that they brought up Black Girl Magic. Loved that because that is, that's one of my favorite hashtags. I like to just go on Twitter and just see all the cool things that black women do because black women are freaking awesome. Like, I don't know. My mom's one of my favorite people on the planet. Shout out to you, Mom. And she always has that black girl magic. So when I see other black girls shine, I'm like, yes. That is so cool. Shine. Is that weird? I love
collective it. Awe just went over everyone know, who's listening's hearts. And now everyone knows you're a mama's boy.
There we go.
There it perfect. Is.
But no, yeah. So I think that her having that conversation with her friends is important. And I think that is going to spark Vi into doing something different. Even if it's owning her own restaurant, whatever it is, I think Vi is going to do something great.
I do too. Someone else who needs to do something different is Ralph Angel because I don't know what's going on with that kid, but
here's my thing. This is where the YouTube Twitter folks were Omari, why are you and Ryan so hard on Ralph Angel? Because this Negro is stupid. This is why we are hard on Ralph. He keeps he's messing up over and over. More opportunities, more chances. You got a job. You got the farm. You got everything you can need. Oh, let me just steal these products and try and make some.
What?
Are you kidding me? Are you seriously kidding me? This is why I'm hard on Ralph Angel because he's a knucklehead.
But to his defense, his boss was a thief first and is shorting them all.
Two wrongs don't make a right. You've been in jail, bro.
Actually,
like you
two
don't.
Negatives do make a positive.
Okay.
Math,
all right. All right. Well.
That's mathematical.
Well, then Ralph Angel, you keep doing it. Just keep being negative, Ralph Angel. We'll see if you get any
but
positive
the thing
outcomes.
Is, even if it was like, if this was like the first time that this guy brought something to him, his work friend, who I can't remember his name right now, but his work friend, this is the second time he's tried to bring him into something. The first time clearly didn't work out. So I don't know what made him think, oh, okay, now you're trying to get me to do actual illegal activity.
Exactly.
Let me just jump in on this. That makes no sense. Sure, so, like, I get that. I mean, that is why. I don't want to be hard on Ralph either, but I agree.
He has poor judgment. He needs to be. People need to be hard on him because people have been soft on him. That's why he keeps effing up. That's why. And I appreciate all the comments. Like, we can feel free to disagree. Love him. Keep him coming. But I'm just saying, this is why I've been hard on him because he's a dumb nigga.
Wow. You took it there. I'm just saying, I do think that Ralph needs to make better decisions. And I'm just still trying to figure out when this is all going to catch up because there have been. Almost every episode, I feel like he does something illegal.
Right. I feel like he has done something wrong every episode.
Every episode. Not wrong, illegal. Not just like, oh, Ralph, you shouldn't have done that. Like, literally things that are, you shouldn't have a gun when you're on parole. You shouldn't be pulling it out on people. Shouldn't be robbing. No, I'm just saying, you shouldn't be robbing convenience stores.
It's
like
understand.
Every episode he's doing something new. Yeah. And not just like, oh, that's a bad decision. Like, you are literally breaking your parole. So it's like, this is going to all come back to bite you in the ass. In part, well, we can get into predictions later, but I have an idea about when and where this is all
and like we all are rooting for Ralph Angel. Let's like I'll be clear, like we all like his character. He's a sweet soul underneath all of the dumb shit he does, but he's just
a little naive still, and he's trying to do the best for his family. He's, you know, his sisters are both very successful, have their own money. He's trying to make his own way and prove not just to his sisters, but to himself that he can do this. He's been through so much, and he's just trying to, you know, every road he tries to go down, he tried to do the right thing and get a job and work hard. Yeah. And then his boss is shorting him. Everywhere he goes, he keeps getting that. It's like what the ladies at the diner were saying. The door's getting shut front ways, sideways, back ways, in his face. So I can see that's how a man gets so desperate that that's how they end up in this life of crime.
And I feel like that this is like a great, I don't know if allegory is the right word, but that's what I'm going to use. For the way black men are treated in life. Like, it's like sometimes it doesn't matter how hard you try. Like, it's like one of those things where you're like, when people are like, oh, why doesn't he just get a job? Why doesn't... And it's like, this is showing you, because sometimes when you're a black man, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have a job. It doesn't matter if you're trying to get your life back together. You are still going to be that criminal, that black man. And it's like, it's hard. It is hard. And it's like, I think this is a great example of showing that it's like, sometimes your circumstances are beyond your control and you're trapped. And I feel like a lot of people don't get that. They're just like, oh, why? Like, I have a friend from college who we get into arguments all the time. And he's like, well, if people just... And I'm like, dude, you don't understand the black experience. And I love you to death, but, like, you really don't get it. And it's like you don't understand how sometimes it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You're still that black.
That sort of relates to what Nova was saying.
Right.
I was going to say, Nova over here, you know, it's kind of like her article. That's basically what she's saying, except in her specific example, it's, you know, these black kids are getting put away for years over small little, you know,
minor infractions.
Yeah. Right? You know what I'm saying? Because I was in a white fraternity and all of them, they all were smoking weed. So I'm like, and not one of them.
Wait, you were in a white fraternity?
I was. Can't you tell? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't want to. No, I mean, I love my fraternity. I love my fraternity brothers. But what I'm saying is that, like, I every other day I had to try to explain to them, like, some of the things you guys are doing, that's white privilege. And, like, you don't get it because you can get away with that and daddy and mommy will take care of it. Yeah. And, like, there were several times when I was like, I'm not getting involved with that because I know my place.
And that's what she's trying to explain to Calvin. Yeah. And he's, you know, not getting it, but he is, you know, he's from the cop family. He's got a brother-in-law, a sister, like, all of his family are cops. And I love that she threw back at him, like, that's the same prayer that black mothers and fathers say every day before sending their sons out into the world.
Just make it home.
Just into the world. Yeah. They get no days off.
No, none.
As a cop, you get at least one day off.
And that's
a
life you choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we are born this life of being black in America, which is why I thought that line that Nova said was so powerful when she was talking about Too Sweet, saying, do you know any white kids with a nickname Too Sweet? He has that name because it's so hard for the soul to make it through in one piece for a black man. And so he's too sweet because he's just made it through, like, this experience, and here he is still in jail because of the systematic injustices that we have in this country. So I love how the show is really the parallel between the show and what's going on right now with police. I think it's just the timing is
spot on.
Crazy timing. It's been going on
for a long time. It's just, you know, it's back at one of those moments where we have the highs and lows of it, and we had been going through a little bit of a lower time, and right now we're back up to
three shootings like a week. Like, it's crazy.
And then, well, one of the other things, and I think this was an interesting note, and I mean, Calvin kind of had a point here. Because he was like, but you were selling. So it's because when she was talking to the guy at the door, selling weed for Red is his name.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, wait, he had one of your joints that weed came from you. He goes, duh, Nova. He said it's
like, you selling to all the drug guys in the city. They're coming to you for the best stuff.
I hear that point, but I feel like that's kind of like when people say, well, black people should stop killing each other. I feel like that's sort of the same argument.
But the thing
is, she's selling, like, it's a different problem. Police injustice is different than her selling weed.
I agree with you that it is a different problem, but a different problem does not mean it's still not a problem. That's what I'm saying. So it still is a problem.
And it's a different problem, but she's still part of this problem. Mm-hmm. She is part of the reason why Too Sweet ended up in jail in the first place. If you go through the chain of succession and all the links, it started with her. And I'm not saying that Red wouldn't have got the weed from someone else if she wasn't selling, because he would have. But then to really put in perspective okay, I'm writing these articles, doing a series exposing the New Orleans PD right now. Mm-hmm. But then to the reality check, hey, I'm holding up the mirror to you right now. You say you want to help and not be a part of the problem. You are the main part.
Right.
And even if she removes herself, it might not remove the problem, but at least you're not part of it anymore, so you can sleep better at
night. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you can, by being a black person, you should be doing any and everything you can do to protect other black people. People in general, but specifically other black people. And if there's any way you can stop that, you should do that. And so I'm
the cycle.
You know what I mean? Like, in some way,
it's not like she needs the money.
Right. What is she, like, it's like she's just doing it. Like, honestly.
But then the other part of me wants to say, okay, but what if the reason she's doing it is so that if kids are going to be smoking something, at least they're smoking something that is pure and is not going to harm them in any way? Because some of these things that are out there. Like, you think you're buying weed and, like, it's laced with stuff and, like, people are dying from that. So it's, you know, my mind's everywhere, but then at the same time, all I can think is just... I wouldn't want to be a part of that.
Also, she says it's just weed. So for her being the earth goddess, the mother that she is, she might actually look at weed as healing and not as a drug that the system has put into place to, like, lock up a bunch of black youth for, like, the simple drug issues.
And like, I'm with you there. Like, you know, I mean, I personally don't have that stigma or idea on weed, but reality is that a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people... are, like, I mean, cops and, like, stuff like that, like, that is a reality, and they have a problem with it, and therefore...
Yeah. I mean, I get that she might be, like, a... I wouldn't say she's the main part of the problem, though, because...
No.
A white kid getting pulled over with a joint, that's not going to happen. So I feel like the bigger problem is the justice system.
You are correct there,
but... You know what I mean? But she's, I guess, not doing him any favors.
Yeah.
So you're right. I'll concede a little bit.
I think that we'll find out that kind of... messes with her head a little bit too. Maybe it will be a reality check for her because it's her weed that Too Sweet was
caught
with. Yeah, and then he ended up in the hospital and all this stuff is like, man, I played a role in it and she didn't see that before. So I think now that she sees it, it will change how she does things. But I'm really excited that she is making this a series of exposés right now, because that means there's just going to be more and more. But the last thing Calvin says to her as they're kind of breaking up is, I know now why you picked me, a white married cop. You never wanted a relationship. You just wanted company.
And that's real.
And I was like...
I feel that, actually. Ooh. Just want company sometimes.
Sometimes.
No.
Nothing serious.
Well, I'm not going to bite on that.
Come on. You can call Melina.
Melina, she's ready.
Company for you.
Melina is ready.
She is ready. Okay. Melina.
But you're going to have to book her on her website first. Okay. All right,
I can do that.
Reservations can be made in advance.
Well, before we go there, I feel kind of bad about Nova and Calvin. Like, before we segue into Melina.
Do we feel bad for cheaters?
Are we feeling bad for cheaters now?
I don't know his relationship or his life, but I know that he knows that he has a wife and kid. He knows that he is saying, I love you to Nova. Nova is aware that he has a wife and kid, so I can't even be like, oh, she didn't know, so I give her a pass. Right. No, she knows, he knows, they're still doing it. I don't feel bad
Before people attack, I realize that I can't say I feel bad for Calvin and then be mad at Davis. So I take it back. Because I don't want anyone. I get it. I already know that that's coming. You're right.
I mean, it's sad to see people hurting.
It is.
You know?
It is.
But... He cheated, so...
He did cheat, and I mean, hey. And I mean, I guess at least...
she played an active role in it.
Yeah, she knew. She was like, there.
That's my thing.
I mean, you're still my girl, but...
Yeah, like, you're still my girl. Still rocking with you. And but... I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying, do I think it's cool? No. I have friends. Outside of here.
No, I meant like...
No, he's saying like...
No, I have friends who have had relationships with married guys before. Or people who were in long-term relationships before, and... Every time they wanted to come to me and open up, I'm like, you're aware that he has someone else. Nope. I do not feel bad for you right now.
Okay.
Well, yeah, do
I feel bad for the girl who has no idea what's going on in her relationship right now. Yeah.
True.
And when it all comes out,
I'll
be here for you because you're my friend. So I'm not judging you and you're my friend. But like, I also don't agree with what you're doing.
So I can't give it to like, your emotions right now. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm a bad girlfriend.
No, like, not in that situation. Like, you made the bed.
Yeah, but like girls, you can't like, oh yeah, that. Support each other. I'm like, I tell it like it is.
Man. You're supporting the wife in that situation.
Yeah, because I would never want to be the wife in that situation who didn't know and had friends just not telling me stuff. Anyways, too personal. All right, let's talk about Charlie.
Charlie.
I do like Charlie. I love Charlie.
I like Charlie and Remy together.
I do. I love them, but much. I know I hate that's to be the bearer. That's a high yellow couple right there. It is 100% high yellow couple.
They should own that restaurant.
I took this note because Remy is so sweet. He literally had her eating out of the palm of his hand today. Like, he goes, the sugar is sweet. And like, it's holding
the dirt. He said the dirt. You got to eat the dirt.
And she literally was eating out of his hand. And then he stopped. I'm like, to me, I just was like, he is too perfect. He's too nice. where's the poo?
It's not her brother.
It's not her brother.
Are we still on this?
He's still on that. Up
this time.
I was going to save it for the prediction, though. Because like, every week when we get to the... I still think Remy is her brother.
Just
saying,
I'm just saying, regardless, although that is probably the truth, what is his problem? Because no, but whenever someone's this perfect in TV... Something is around the corner.
The good guy for her. Nope. I think she's got enough problems going on. Maybe she needs someone good.
I honestly do. Because I honestly do like them. I really do. But I'm just saying, TV doesn't work that way.
There's a reason why he doesn't want to run the farm.
Ooh.
There's a reason behind him getting other people to come in and him not just taking the position himself. So I do think that...
There's something there.
There is a secret with Remy. Mm-hmm. But it's not that he's related to her.
Well, maybe it's just because he's
and
got...
And maybe it's not something bad. Maybe he bankrupts his own farm or something. Yeah, and...
Or he has his own stuff to... He has another job. Like, he can't just drop everything to come take over another farm.
I'm just... So. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you guys... You think it's just gonna, he's just going to be all hunky-dory the whole time and just keep doing adorable things?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, y'all, you guys live
He's a southern gentleman. Oh, well, that's right, how they are in the
why
South.
Why can't you let us live in this happiness?
Please do. Well, you guys, I'll be down here in reality.
Sick, man. You're sick.
No. You guys can stay with that. I'll be in reality. I'm waiting for you all to join me. Okay.
All right, so let's talk about this auction that they go to. Because you got Mr.
Sam.
The prosperous guy who, I love him. He's so old school. He was like, are you texting? Because I can I can go back to my fishing line.
I'm talking, taking notes.
You're the only person I'm talking to. But he's trying to give her advice at the auction, and she's being not stubborn. We got Mr. What's-His-Face. I wrote his name down.
Sam Landry.
Mm-hmm. That piece
of shit. Oh, my God. We got not too many of your kind around here.
Yeah, he was offensive in all
sexist,
sorts of
ways.
First of all, he's like, hey, ain't no women here. And then he looks at the black people and goes, ain't many of y'all here either.
Wow,
y'all
thank
Negroes.
You.
Excuse what y'all doing?
Yeah, like, get out. He was such a jerk.
Such a jerk. But he did exactly... He played her.
He got her exactly how he wanted to.
We all saw that.
Like, how are you so smart, Charlie? But you can't see what he's doing.
It's her pride. Her pride definitely got in the way this week.
When you listen to the auction, all of the prizes, all of the not prizes, yeah, the
tractors, yeah, and yeah, equipment
sold for $200 here. You know,
not
whatever.
Not that much,
here,
really. I think they were all like,
yeah, like they were all pretty high though. Most of the ones were high that we showed.
Yes.
The cheapest one was the one that was yo daddy's that you didn't want to buy in the first place. Sold for $35.
Yeah,
it was the quickest thing, and it's like, hey, could have just got that like Ralph Angel said, and been done. Because you don't need top of the line right now for this season. You're just trying to save the farm,
exactly.
Keep it alive for this season. Mm-hmm. So you don't need a brand newish
tractor.
I mean, she's very prideful, as we see the whole thing with Melina, the whole thing with the auction. She's a woman of pride, and she doesn't like to lose face. So it kind of bit her in the end, but thankfully for Remy.
Yeah, good old Remy.
He saves the day.
Remy
got a friend who's this mystery friend. This mystery friend, but I'm sorry, I'm trying to bring y'all down to reality. I'm just saying that this mystery friend bought this tractor, and
it's not a mystery.
It is a mystery friend. You don't know who it is.
She's gonna know who bought the tractor when she
picks
up the tractor.
He's gonna say Bob bought the tractor. She's gonna be who Bob? Right. So are we? So
I wonder. Okay, guys, fine. I'll let it go for now. I'll let it simmer.
I'm watching you.
At any rate, so
you better leave Remy alone.
I like
you. See this pin? You see this finger? Leave Remy alone.
Leave Remy alone.
No.
So also with Charlie News, speaking of Melina, is the mistress, and she went and visited. That was the first thing we saw this episode. Actually, she went and visited Melina. That is bold to me. I don't know if I could visit someone's mistress. Like, you could. This seems like. You were sipping tea, and I was like, oh.
I was just parched.
A little thirsty is all.
I've
been talking for 30 minutes here.
No, so I don't know. I just feel like, to me, I don't think going to see her was a good idea.
But after seeing Melina and Melina giving her opinions and everything, where do you stand on the husband?
Oh, I still
did he do it? Do you believe Melina? Do you believe what's-his-face? What is
Davis?
His name?
Her husband Davis.
Well, now she seems like a gold digger. I want $3 million.
Nah.
No.
$3 million. I want $3 million, face-to-face, and an admission of guilt.
To me, I feel like that was just a number.
Okay.
I think she was just throwing out a number. To me, I feel like that was all just like, you know what, fine. I'm just going to say a number because that's what you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm not letting this go. And to me, I just feel like Davis is fighting it too hard, and I don't think she's lying. In something happened. Something nefarious happened. I don't feel like it was just like, oh, we paid for this. So I don't know.
I know I'm going to get like a lot of hate tweets from people out there, but I really think she was a prostitute. Ish. And she, not that prostitutes, like, okay, let me be careful here. Okay. No one, no matter your profession, if you're an escort, no one deserves to be raped. Obviously, clearly it's wrong and effed up if he did that. I don't think he did it, and I think she's a liar. Not because she is a prostitute and escort, it doesn't help, but I just don't buy her story. And the fact that she asked for $3 million for her face, I think she wants like some notoriety out of this. Like, she wants to drag his name through the mud. She wants to become like one of these people that are in the tabloids and shit. Like, I just don't buy her. She looks shady. Like, just looking at her, she just doesn't give me good vibes. And so I just don't buy it.
I was very surprised by how well she lived and how poised and put together she was. Seemed because we don't know anything about her up to here, and all we're hearing is she's prostitute. So all you're thinking in your mind is gold digger, gold digger, gold digger. And then you meet her and it's like,
she seems kind of normal.
Doesn't seem like she needs the money
for
this. She also, in my opinion, only asked for $3
million. Also true. No, I mean, like, but kind
$3
of actually, million
is a lot of money, but it's also not a lot of money.
Not if you're a star NBA player. No, it's not.
Yeah, like, it's not over the top. She didn't ask for $10 million.
Yeah.
She asked for $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what, I feel like there's a long game here because she also looked like she was looking at someone off camera.
Yeah.
It seems a little shady in her mentality, and I still don't know who to believe because I feel like they're both still holding back
something.
There's a reason why she wants to sit down in a room with him.
Right.
And to pull something out, or maybe she's going to be taping it and like selling it later.
TMZ.
TMZ stuff. I don't know, but there's still something about both of their stories that do not add up on either side. So that's why I'm just going to not say.
Yeah.
And people were saying, well, he picked up this chick and she was like passed out. I don't know if she was passed out. Maybe she was just being drunk and being like, oh, just like leaning over on his body. Like, I don't know if she was passed out. So the evidence isn't all clear in there. And so I just don't believe her.
To me, I'm just like, at the end of the day, when has extortion ever worked? That's not going to work. So,
and even when you pay him off, like, it still comes out. It comes out that you paid him up to be quiet. Like, and then you look guilty.
Even if you aren't.
If I'm Davis and I really did not do this, I'm not paying
He didn't
money.
Want to. He didn't want to. Like,
it's all Charlie because of her pride.
It's all Charlie because of her pride.
She wants to save face. That's true.
But I also think that paying people off just makes you look guilty.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. And
also, so speaking of Charlie, bringing her back into this. So when she paid for this tractor, they are like, oh, can you afford that? So I'm like, Charlie plus this farm money plus paying off Melina equals broke.
Lawyer just said that, you know, there's a rape kit. There is a rape kit. This is now a criminal case that could lead into one of the ones where, like, if she wins, she could then take everything, like, go to the other court and sue yo asses. Mm-hmm. So the lawyer's like, you need to liquidate, sell everything that's not necessary so that you don't lose everything.
Right.
So it's just a really
not good time to be in that family.
And poor Micah is, you know, he's still dealing with his penis gate from last week that wasn't even his penis.
And
he just let allegedly it go. His allegedly, penis know, was texted. Allegedly.
Snapchat, man. It's all about Snapchat.
I don't need to go to therapy. I don't have feelings, Mom. I don't have any feelings.
Oh, then that's why you're going to therapy.
You need to talk about
we
that.
We need to talk
that's
about the
dark.
Fact that you don't have no feelings right now. Psychotic, I'm sorry.
Buddy. He's a teenager. Like, no, he's just being a teenager.
I don't want to eat dinner, Dad.
Yeah, all teenagers are so dramatic. And I'm like, so dramatic. It's the end
but
of
doesn't
the world.
He kind of have a right to
He definitely deserves it.
His dad's scandal, his grandpa died.
His scandal,
his girlfriend's cheating on him.
If anyone should be dramatic, it's Micah.
So also, so last week, didn't he get
that confused me too.
Expelled from the school? And then this week, they started off by saying he was going on an interview for a school, but then he told his mom, I can't go back to school
because
I
see
Stella everywhere.
Right. Wait, but you can't, just can't go back to school. You can't go. Like, not
I,
even
I heard
Stella
that too.
To do with it. I'm like, this makes no sense. Yeah. I'm curious because I could have sworn he was done.
I thought he was, like, done, but then, you know, if it had been me and my mama would have been marched right back in there and be exactly. like, that ain't even my son's penis.
Put on your pants.
Second of all, why are you looking at it? That is child pornography. Right. So now I'm going to sue you because you're looking at child porn. Just no. so many things.
It threw me off. On. It threw me off.
Yeah. I'm but, not sure you know, that. Good news is that they're going to move.
They are, a fresh yeah.
start. You said that, I think, maybe the first episode. Yeah. You said they need, a reason, they need a reason to be
in They need a reason to go out to very Louisiana. Stupid of you. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
It's not my first rodeo here.
You're a pro.
Yeah, I'm a pro.
That is why you're leading.
These prediction games, man. Boom. What? A show based in Louisiana? You can't have half the cast in LA. You got to bring them all here.
Deductive reasoning, folks.
Speaking of context clues, is it about that time?
Yes, is about time for some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Okay. So you have a prediction so to start with because you were so eager to get there.
I was so eager about it. I need to find my prediction.
Even remember.
I
know.
I do. Stop. Pause. I feel like Melina was not raped. I think she's in on it with the lawyer. Part of me, because when she was looking off camera, I'm like, she's clearly looking at somebody, and the lawyer's like, well, make sure you start. I'm like, my sources say blah, 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 blah.
Shady
I think
lawyer.
The lawyer is involved. I don't know why.
I like that.
But just something about that. I'm like, something don't seem right.
Is it the lawyer, or is she with the other guys to try and get him in trouble?
See, I didn't even think about the other basketball players. That's possible.
Because remember, they're all like...
trying to get off of him.
They're all like distancing themselves from Davis.
I think
Davis
we could be in agreement that she's definitely in collusion with someone.
Someone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's a lawyer. Solo. I don't know why. I feel like... Because it would benefit the lawyer to get a settlement so she gets a cut of it. Mm-hmm. And then that way, Melina would get a cut of it. And then they can split the, divide and conquer. I feel like it makes sense.
She does seem a little shady, the lawyer.
Yeah, just something about her doesn't seem right to me. So I feel like they're
involved. I love that actress, though. She was on Nip Tuck. Did you guys watch that?
I didn't.
No.
I know what it is, but I didn't.
She was great on that show. Good. Side story.
Side notes. Okay, so that's my prediction. I don't know. Anyone
you have
else?
One?
Well, since so many of my predictions have already started to come to fruition, I feel
you think you smart or something
right,
over
Raven.
There?
I is smart.
Shot over here? Okay.
I is smart. Well, I called the Nova Calvin thing the whole... And I even, shouted out Chandra Bland, the whole too sweet correlation. I was like, there's something that's going down that jail that sort of came true. Hmm. So I feel I've just been pretty on the money. I don't know.
Oh, are you gonna?
So you're just saying you don't need to say anything?
I'm gonna say I've been so stellar with my predictions. I'm just gonna let you guys try and come to my level, maybe.
I don't have a real prediction, but I'm just gonna say this for shock factor and because I don't believe it.
What?
But if there's something wrong with not, I'm gonna rephrase.
Are Remy and Charlie?
If stop. Remy has a secret, then it's that. He's gay.
Oh.
Speaking of.
Whoa, pause.
Okay.
Wait, no, legitimately, that's a good one.
I know.
This mystery friend is his man.
If there is a secret to Remy, that's what it is.
Wow.
But I still don't believe it because I think him and Charlie are really cute together. And I really like
yeah, because they're BFFs. No, they're BFFs. It makes so much
they're
sense.
They're BFFs. Wow.
Well, oh my God, you blew my mind.
That was kind of a good segue for the Nova bombshell.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a nice little moment.
Her college
lesbian
phase.
Her
lesbian.
Everybody has those slutty college days. It's okay.
Was it a relationship or was it just we're going to kiss to get some attention right now and maybe a shot?
Well, the fact that she asked if it was a boy or a girl, I feel like there's something a little heavier.
Mm. That would make sense.
So maybe it'll be a future love triangle or something. I don't know.
I feel like why? I feel like that'll be just doing it for the sake of doing it. But I mean, we'll see.
You think it was just a throwaway moment in the episode?
I feel like it was just a funny part of the conversation. Because that whole conversation was awkward.
Yeah.
It was awkward moments with your family. So I feel like, I don't know, but that would be me. But the Remy being gay thing, that would be a good twist. That would be a good, somewhat.
I feel like it would be
there.
A good twist.
It would be okay.
I have a prediction, but it's not really that.
Oh, mister, I'm too good to give a prediction because all my shit comes true and wants to talk to you.
No, it's not even a...
I'm rolling out the red carpet for you now. Please, sir. You have our undivided attention.
I'm not
attention.
Even going out on a limb. It's just that Ralph Angel is just such... Can I say a fuck up? He's such a fuck up.
Poor thing. You think he'll get arrested?
Yeah, he's definitely getting arrested.
Well, yeah, that's... I think that...
I mean, that's why I'm saying it's not even a prediction because it's gonna
happen. Y'all leave Ralph Angel alone.
I'm
gonna sit here
rooting
and defend
for you, brother,
him like
my
I
young
always
brother.
Do.
I'm rooting for you, but
he like my baby brother.
You gotta do better.
Also, where is Raina and Darla? Like, I feel like they set up Ralph Angel's love and then just kind of, we've kind of forgotten.
We saw her for a second last week, Darla.
Did we? I don't remember. What did she do?
Didn't we see her for
a second? I feel like that was 2 weeks ago.
Or was that 2 weeks
ago? I feel like we haven't seen Darla or Raina in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, you know, the show's not about them.
I mean, you're right. Sorry.
Show's about the siblings.
So true. But I'm just saying, they set them up and I'm wondering when they'll come into play. How they'll come into play. Do you think, another prediction here. Uh-oh. What if Darla, Ralph is going to get arrested. I feel like that's clearly going to happen. So do you think, who's going to get Blue? Because somebody has to take him. And I think, you think Darla's going to get custody? Or we think that Darla's not?
Well, I don't think that Ralph Angel's going to get arrested. So I don't think this is going to be a factor for anyone.
Okay. Just shut my shit down. Okay.
I'm choosing to believe in Ralph Angel. You guys can be negative Nancy's over there, but I believe
I'm
in
real.
Him.
I'm a realist. Look at the evidence.
And I live in my fairy tales in the clouds, so I'm going to stay there.
Wow. When you come down, we'll just be regularly.
I've been smoking with Nova, so I ain't coming down anytime soon.
I would love to join you, Nova, sometime. Please invite me down to the bayou.
That is so fun.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining our silly conversation tonight. I hope you guys had as much fun as we did. Where can the good people find you guys to talk about Queen Sugar for the rest of the week?
You can find me on Twitter at Ryan with two N's Graham and on Instagram at Instagram.
And you can follow me at On with Omari on Twitter and IG. Please continue to send us your feedback on Twitter, YouTube. Like, we love interacting with you guys.
Yes, and you can find me at the Tiana Hobson, Twitter and Instagram. And make sure you check out all the shows that AfterBuzz TV puts on every week. We do so many, and fall TV is back!
Yes!
So there's so many shows that you guys can watch and listen to and find all of us on AfterBuzz TV everywhere on social media. Send us your love. Let us know what you like about our show. Rate us on iTunes, please. We're a new show, so please give us that 5-star rating and make
retweet
sure you...
Retweet the link.
Yeah, retweet the link. Tell a friend. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.